T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, if you're with your kids right now, you may want to listen to this segment by downloading our podcast later when they're in bed. We're going to talk about couples and intimacy. That being said, a new relationship show that premieres on Sunday is taking a very different approach to helping couples improve their love lives.
It's called Good Sex. It's going to be on Discovery Plus. One of the ideas is for couples to film themselves together, then review the tape with a sex coach to see what they can improve upon. And the coach is with us now, Caitlin V, host of Good Sex. Thanks for being with us. So did this take some convincing for the Suits to get this on TV?
That's a great question. And first of all, thank you so much for having me on. We're on streaming, right? Discovery Plus is a streaming service. And so we have a lot more freedom and flexibility because of the nature of streaming. And so I think they were excited to be able to push the format.
Okay, so I'm curious, and I'm sure everybody else is, how did you get the couples to do this?
Well, I'll say it didn't take all that much convincing. And obviously, it's a tremendous and courageous act. I mean, all of these couples were so generous in putting their sexuality, their challenges front and center for other people to witness. But I think, you know, they're in service to everyone because we all get to watch ourselves and go, oh, like, okay, I'm normal. Other people deal with this. It's not that big of a deal. So I think that they were part of the greater mission, which was to get something that would place sex and sexual well-being, into everyone's home, and so they could actually have a direct experience of it themselves.
And is that kind of the point, to open this up a little bit and have these discussions? Because you've been doing this for years and years, right? Helping people, helping mm-hmm. couples. And it's always probably a hurdle to get people to even come to talk to you, because this is always thought of as something like, okay, you can get a therapist for a whole bunch of things, but like, this is like a private thing.
Yeah. Sex is supposed to just happen naturally if it's with the right person. And it's that's all nonsense, right? Like, nothing that's worth doing just happens naturally and with total ease all of our lifetime, right? So I think that one of the greatest benefits to the show is just letting people know that, like, it's okay to need help. It's okay to have problems in between the sheets. Everyone does. And that there's nothing wrong with you, and that there is help. And one of the major distinctions between coaching and therapy is that, you know, I think for people to go to a therapist, that they often have like a disease focused, a problem focused model, but coaching is all about getting you where you want to go. So like your golf swing, you know, like, you can work with a coach to improve that. It's not because there's anything wrong, but maybe you just want to play a better golf game.
All right, so let's talk a bit about how the show actually comes together. So couples, they apply, I guess, that they want to have the coaching and they want to be on the show. Then what happens?
They submit, they allow us to put cameras inside of their bedrooms. We put like really small, non-intrusive security style cameras in their bedrooms. So they're pretty petite. And then I receive the footage. We leave the cameras up for months, the whole time that they're working with me. You know, everything that you're going to see over the 6 episodes of Good Sex took place over months, right? All the changes and the transformation. And yes, at first, everyone's very aware of the cameras, but over time, they sort of fade into the background and just become part of the scenery. And that is when people are really the most vulnerable, because they forget that the cameras are there.
When you're doing the session and talking to them and maybe walking them through the golf swing, how awkward is it at the like initial, you know, few times that you do this?
You know, we live in a world today where porn is pretty ubiquitous, and none of us are really strangers to graphic sexual material. The difference is that most of the time in porn, we're seeing a very specific idolized body type that's having sex and enjoying sex, right? These people are normal. They range in age and ethnicity and sexual orientation and gender expression. And it's so refreshing, I think, once we get over the initial sort of giggly awkwardness of, oh my God, we're going to see me having sex. Sex is one of the most natural and most common things that we do as human beings, like right up along with sleeping and eating and, you know, coming in when it rains. Well, and so I think that that initial awkwardness disappears very quickly.
Well, in terms of people watching it on at home, I mean, how graphic, how much are they going to see? And are you concerned that people may approach the program as if it's porn?
You know, that's actually a really interesting question, because I personally think that people can approach anything like it's porn. Like, whatever you're into, you can get into it. You know, if golf is your thing, there's a whole channel for that. I don't think that the show is very, very sexually gratifying, though. I don't think people are going to be watching it in order to get off. There's a way more stylized, specific, and interesting porn on the internet. This is real couples having real intimacy. And of course, there are certain things that we blur out and that you don't see at all. So even though, yes, it is by its very nature a graphic show, we don't show things that are very scandalous. It's a lot of things happening under the covers, and things are left to our imagination. And of course, yes, there is all of the other things that you would expect as well.
And do you think people watching are going to see themselves in these couples and go, oh, maybe I could do better at that?
1,000%. That's what's so exciting about the show, is that if you don't have access to other people, normal people's bedrooms, right? How do you know what you're doing is normal? And this is the first time that we've ever just put cameras inside of absolutely normal people who have challenges with erectile dysfunction, can't reach orgasm, or having pain during sex, have mismatched libidos. All of these things that are common, you know, at one point or another, every single couple is going to experience one of these challenges. And if you are the rare couple that's never dealt with any of that, I would love to meet you. You can find me online, Caitlin V. I want to talk to you. I think what people are going to experience is the absolute normality of the challenges that these couples face. But of course, it's also still very interesting, and you know, you're not going to want to put it down once you start, because you do want to see where these couples go with their problems and how they resolve them.
How many of these are in the can now?
We have 6 episodes. 3 of them come out today, August 19th, and there'll be one released every Friday for the next 3 weeks.
And with different couples.
So you follow 5 couples. And then there are a series of people that come in for a single session with me, which is not uncommon. You know, some of the challenges that people have, we can address in an hour or 2 hours, and actually make some real life altering change. So we see a man who's in his 30s who has not had sex yet, right? An adult virgin. We see a soft dom who's a professional dom who's looking for love, but her career is kind of getting in the way. We'll meet a triad relationship, which is a throuple. Another way that that's called. So, and we'll see women that have PCOS. So we have a very, very wide range of folks that that you'll get to meet on the show.
All right. Caitlin V, host of Good Sex on Discovery Plus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.